Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll begin today with the challenge of policing high crime areas in Boston and tough questions about race. A new study is prompting some to question police procedures and whether they're unfairly targeting black residents.
The analysis was done by two independent researchers and the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts. They reviewed more than 200,000 police reports, what are known as field interrogation and observation reports, or FIOs, which police file after they stop, question, search, or simply observe someone.
And according to the analysis, between 2007 and 2010, more than 60% of those encounters were with African Americans in a city that's only 24% black. Boston police say they're focusing on gang members and trying to make high crime neighborhoods safer, but critics say there's evidence of troubling racial bias.
We're going to hear two perspectives on this. Joining us now is Carl Williams. He's an attorney with the ACLU of Massachusetts, which did the analysis, and welcome to the program, Carl Williams. Good to have you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Also with us is the Reverend Mark Scott. He's a pastor at the Azusa Christian Community in Dorchester. He works with at-risk youth. And Pastor Scott, thank you for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So, Carl Williams, I'd like to start with you if you could just break it down for us. Give us the sort of top couple of lines of what this study found and what concerns you.
Thank you. So what you just said, 204,000 stops, actually, and these were done by independent researchers, not the ACLU, not the Boston Police Department, separate from both entities, studied 204,000 police field interrogation, observation, stop, frisks. And of those, 63.3% were black individuals, and black individuals only make up 24.4% of the city of Boston. And some might say, well, that's where the crime is. The police are going where the crime is.
Mm-hmm. Which is what the police say. They say they are trying to, doing a tough job in tough neighborhoods, right?
That's correct. However, statistically, when you have large numbers like 204,000, you can control for crime. You can say, this neighborhood has more crime. We would expect to see more stops. This neighborhood has less crime. We would expect to see less stops. Even controlling for crime and adding into that mix, controlling for gang membership and alleged gang membership. Even when you take those factors into consideration, black people are being stopped more. Mm. And secondly, and I think which puts a fine point to that, even if a black person in Boston is in a neighborhood that's, I don't want to say white neighborhood or black neighborhood, we don't have that in the city, right? But is in a neighborhood that's not considered a high crime neighborhood, not considered predominantly people of color. So let's say the North End, or let's say Beacon Hill. A black person is still more likely to be stopped in those neighborhoods based on race, based on crime.
So what's, for you, what's the takeaway here? Is this a question of, I mean, obviously the word racial bias comes up. Is this, does this point to a need for better training of police officers? What's your view on that?
So we have a number of recommendations in our report. One is that these need to be documented. When going through these FIO reports, we saw that 75% of the time police officers would write down the legal reason for stopping someone, which means you need to have some reason to say, well, you know, they look like they were committing a crime, or I saw them sell some drugs, or, you know, a car alarm was going off and I saw this person running. Police on 75% of these over 200,000 reports wrote investigate person, which isn't, that doesn't indicate any, does that indicate any crime to you? Mm-hmm. It just says, I did it kind of because I wanted to do it. And we're saying that police need to be trained to put down legally recognizable reasons. I saw someone running. I saw a broken window on a car, and I saw a person near there, and they were the only person near there. Things that meet constitutional muster. That's one of the and also that police have body-worn cameras so that people can go back and say, this was not a reasonable stop. Let's go back and look at the tape.
I want to, Reverend Scott, before I come to you, I want to just play a piece of tape from Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, who responded to this and says the city has worked to address racial disparities in police stops. Let's hear a bit of what he has to say.
We've done an awful lot of work, Commissioner Evans and myself. You know, it's hard to comment on different administration, different police commissioner at the time. Certainly, we take anything serious to look at it.
So, Carl Williams, finally, before I go to Mark Scott on this, I want to just make the point that this study was done on police stops between 2007 and 2010. And the point that Mayor Walsh was making there was that things are different, different administration. The city has moved on. A lot can happen in 4 years.
That's absolutely correct. We met with the mayor just yesterday and had good beginnings, and also with the commissioner, and had good discussions with him. We've been asking for the data in the interim time, and we would love to see that data and say it's gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
We've asked and we haven't gotten it. And
so you'll wait to take a look at that data. Let me come to you, Reverend Mark Scott, and just ask for your reaction, because I know you have some concerns about the sort of overall message that this report sends.
Yeah, well, I've worked in and pastored in and lived in Roxbury, Dorchester, Mattapan for 25 years, and I've worked with a lot of young people who are in trouble. I've worked with a lot of police officers. And the problem with the report is that it points us in the wrong direction. It asks the wrong question. The right question is, how do we make this community a safer place to live so that it can become a more prosperous place to live? And the Boston police have done a very good job, not only of improving since 2010, not only of improving since Mayor Walsh, but throughout the entire tenure of Mayor Menino, even going back to Mayor Flynn. And I have seen the work of the Boston police improve consistently over a number of years. And so when I spend time with the police on the street, interacting with people in the community, when I talk to young people, I talk to a young man who's much older now, who was heavily involved in gang activity, who lives in a really tough neighborhood. And he says, this is not an issue for us. Not an issue.
But let me add, because it seems like you two might be talking about different things. I mean, my guess is that Mark Scott would agree that things have improved. But I'm sorry, that Carl Williams would say things had improved. But Mark Scott, I want to ask you, what about these statistics that suggest that even when you control for things like gang membership, that blacks are being treated differently than whites by the police?
Well, the issue here, though, is that the police are not systematically stopping black men because they're black. They have a limited amount of resources. And the folks, the leaders, the residents, the citizens, the taxpayers in Roxbury, Dorchester, Mattapan demand strong policing, strong policing services. And so they're taking those limited resources and applying them to the community. So they're focusing on those neighborhoods. That's where they're putting the resources. So I would expect to see more stops in those communities. They're not that many. Boston is not overwritten with gang activity.
Right.
So we're talking about
folks in those neighborhoods are demanding this.
It.
Yeah, so you would expect to see more stops. Carl Williams, respond to that.
We've been working in coalition with a number of youth groups in communities of color. And I'll name Youth Against Mass Incarceration is actually an organization that started by young people in communities of color to struggle about stops. And we profile an individual in our report who was stopped 40. He answers the question, how many times were you stopped? When I asked him, he said 30, 40, I don't know, maybe 50 times. This is a person who, you know, works every day, that works at a health center in a community, and every day is on the grind. And was at times he talks about being late to school because he was stopped and frisked by the police. And none of these things resulted in him contraband or guns or weapons or any of these things. It makes it hard for us to be, as the Reverend said, to be prosperous people in a community. I'll say me. I'm a racial justice staff attorney at the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts. Not to brag, but I might be the worst person probably for the Boston police to stop. I get stopped and questioned.
Just to point out, it may not be clear to people who are listening, you're an African-American and you're saying you get stopped probably because of the color of your skin.
I say I've been stopped and then it ended up with I'm not currently criminally charged. And I would say to the Reverend, together with a coalition of groups, we are going to the coalition of groups and the ACLU is part of that coalition, is going to the Boston Police Department. I would estimate there's going to be well over 500 people, close to 1,000 people there. I would say that a number of those, probably about half, are going to be, you know, white folks who are standing in solidarity with people of color who are unfairly targeted. Half of those people are also going to be people of color who are going to say, we're targeted. This happens to us. We're not surprised by this report. And I would invite him to come with me. I'd be pleased and to go down and talk to some of those folks this afternoon at 6 o'clock at the Boston Police Department headquarters at Shorter Plaza.
Well, Reverend Scott, Carl Williams is talking about a group of 500 people or so that are expected to protest at police headquarters. What would you say to those folks who do feel they've been targeted, that do feel they're being targeted by race?
Well, I would also invite the ACLU out to a meeting that we have every Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock, which is a working meeting where we try to address problems that come up in the community, that is done in partnership with the police, that is done in partnership with other ministers, with street workers, with folks in the Department of Youth Services. Because this isn't about sort of showing up for one particular big mass meeting. It's about sort of digging in and working week to week, really day to day, to really do a better job of creating a peaceful, more safe community to live in.
Reverend Scott, are you worried about focusing on these kind of statistics and these kinds of incidents creating some reaction to it that could upset relationships between the community and the police? I mean, is that your concern?
Well, I think the community and the police have long-standing, deep relationships that a piece of data, one report, won't upset. So I'm not worried about it upsetting the relationship between the people who are on the ground doing the week-to-week work with the police, because they're very real relationships that are in place there. The police work with young people. I was at police headquarters the other day. Two young men walk out. They say hello to one of the senior members of the police staff, and they were guys that were in trouble in the city of Boston who the Boston police found jobs for, mm-hmm. and they got jobs. I run into police. I see police driving van loads full of young people around, taking them to basketball games. I was with a couple of police officers the other day, and we're going to visit some families of people who are families where children have been gotten in trouble in the Boston public schools. And we're knocking on the door. You got a minister, you got a couple of police officers, and the mother's reaction is, please come in. Please talk. Please talk to my son. Help us address the issues. If there was a lot of abuse of the citizens of Boston by the Boston Police Department, you wouldn't get that kind of warm reception.
Okay.
I see it walking down the street with police officers. There's a lot of positive interaction.
Let me just jump in because our time pretty much has run out, but I want to get a final word from Carl Williams. Carl Williams, I understand your point, concern about the statistics, but is it fair to say that things have improved? As by way of sort of offering us a final word here.
The answer to that is very clear. We don't know. We don't have the data. And we believe we'll get it, and I think that we will. And we'd like to see an improvement. That answer is out there,
and
we're getting the information from the administration.
All right. Well, that's Carl Williams. He's an attorney with the ACLU of Massachusetts and the Reverend Mark Scott, pastor at the Azusa Christian Community in Dorchester. Gentlemen, thank you both for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.